have the honor to speak on behalf of the Nordic Baltic States. We welcome the discussion on the integration of gender perspective throughout the work of the Human Rights Council, a topic that needs our consistent and relentless attention. First of all, we congratulate you, Mr. President, on the creation of the Human Rights Council President's Advisory Board on Gender Equality. We are looking forward to hearing more about the work of the board. We also commend the steps taken as to the integration of a gender perspective into the work of commissions of inquiry and fact-finding missions, as well as the inclusion of gender advisors in their investigation teams. Nevertheless, the achievements have not been sufficient. We must strive to do better for survivors of gender-based crimes and for ending impunity. We need to consider the gender dimensions of all human rights violations and to ensure a truly survivor-centered approach by preventing harm and avoiding re-victimization. In this regard, it is crucial that the investigative bodies have sufficient capacity and resources to carry out their mandate fully. Distinguished panel, in the concept note for today's discussion, the need is highlighted for a more thorough analysis on how the pre-existing gender inequalities and gender-based discrimination are exacerbated by conflict. What steps are foreseen in this regard? I thank you.
I thank you, Mrs. Ambassador. I now give the floor